WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A mistrial has been declared in a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan. Walker County District Judge Ken Keeling told jurors who returned yesterday after a 55-day break that it was, quote, an impossible and unconscionable burden. That was a reference to the break taken while the judge's jury instructions were appealed. Prosecutors won the appeal. A Huntsville prison inmate, John Falk Jr., is accused of being an accomplice in the 2007 death of a corrections officer. A Bryan man has been arrested for the burglary of a vehicle and assault and robbery of an elderly woman. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says Sunday morning, the vigilance of a concerned witness near 28th and Texas Avenue led to the capture of 20-year-old Jaquarius Neal.
Someone who was driving by saw him approach an elderly female. He was kind of concerned for that female, so he turned around, and when he got back to the location where the female was, he had shoved her down and left with her purse. The elderly lady, she was 95 years old, and she was just shoved down. Her head hit the curb and cut it open, and then I believe she broke her hip and had to receive surgery for that.
McKeithen says the witness gave them a detailed description, and after arresting Neal, they recovered the purse, $37, and property from an earlier car burglary. The College Station Police Department has a new service. Officer James Ingram is one of three assigned to the Community Enhancement Unit.
What we're looking to do is build partnerships with residents and business owners, religious leaders, anyone in the community that's a stakeholder to foster better community involvement and problem solving. We work closely with existing units within the police department. We're basically going to be the liaison between the stakeholders of the city of College Station, the police department, and other departments within the city like code enforcement.
Contact information for the new division is on our website at WTAW.com. A mailing list 15 pages long has been notified of Wednesday's meeting in Austin regarding a proposed private landfill west of College Station. Multiple residents of the Brushy community continue to oppose an expansion at Brazos Valley Recycling. Mayor Nancy Berry is one of two elected officials monitoring the application before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
The Brushy community is very concerned. Commissioner Irma Cawley, which represents that group, is also concerned, so be interesting to see how that plays out.
According to the Brazos Valley Recycling website, the landfill will handle construction and demolition debris they separate from recyclables, saving their company the cost of transporting those materials to another landfill. And record growth continues at the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County.
It looks like this spring over last spring, we're up about 244 students. And so that's about 2.2% increase for us. And it's about the same relative to contact hours. The thing about contact hours we continue to see is students are taking more classes.
President Ted Raspiller also says they're making plans for Blinn students to be part of the A&M 25 by 25 initiative announced last week, which will grow the number of engineering students on the big campus to 25,000 by the year 2025. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss was among lawmakers welcoming state broadcasters to Austin yesterday, including a delegation from WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting. After meeting with members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Strauss told reporters about the prospects for federal immigration reform and his hopes that Congress will be successful.
I think it's very encouraging. I don't think any of us have seen details, but I think it's very encouraging that members of both parties in the Congress are working together on something that has been at an impasse for years.
Key Democratic and Republican senators in Washington are pledging to get a wide-ranging immigration bill through the Senate by summer, even as they point to numerous pitfalls ahead. And the 500 who attended last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference heard there's much to be upbeat about the future. Economist Jim Gaines at the A&M Real Estate Center says one example is a rebound in home sales and construction of new single and multifamily structures.
Home sales are up over 17% this past year. It started out well this year. January is up. We didn't have the kind of the degree of seasonal fall off this fall and winter that we've had in past years. So we're looking good. And if we go up much more in 2013 and into 2014, we'll start exceeding those peaks that we saw back during the really, really good years back in 6 and 7.
Gaines looks for higher home prices as employment increases over the next several years due to the creation of more private sector jobs, especially in the healthcare industry. Gaines' presentation is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A lesson in versatility is what you'll learn with the new Gym car from Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Gym can be just as essential to your operation as the students and faculty. Plus, it's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operations, and costs just pennies a day to operate. Ready to move. That's Gym. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Polaris Gym, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get 2 hot-off-the-grill tornadoes for only $1. And, of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice-cold 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold front will cross the area today with some showers and some thunderstorms, and then cooler, drier weather moves in for tomorrow and Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms roll across the area today, breezy 75 to 80. They end tonight, it's breezy 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high of only 60. Clear, colder tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. We'll have sun throughout the region Thursday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, we were talking a little earlier about toll roads for Texas and, you know, how we're going to fund all that stuff. And they've obviously, we had Speaker Strauss on talking about the things that are important that are going to have to be taken on. Can you all hear me all right? Are your headphones working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my in-studio guest.
Okay.
Your dulcet sounds are ringing true.
You got it. Yeah. Anyway, so, I mean, they've got a lot of things that they do have to take care of in the Texas legislature. Finally, Ryan Yen, who is a state representative from the Valley, has brought forth legislation that is ultimately the most important thing, probably, relating to an annual football game between the University of Texas at Austin and Texas A&M University.
I just saw that.
Got to play football every year. Ryan's an Aggie, and let's see, class of,
I read he's like a third generation Aggie.
Yeah, probably so. And he represents South Texas counties and Brooks, Duval, Jim Hogg, Kennedy, LaSalle, Live Oak. Anyway, he's from down there in Starr County, elected in 2002. He, by God, says it's time for the legislature to take action. Sitting around not playing football against them. Somehow I knew when I saw the story, somehow I knew this was not a guy from the University of Texas wanting to do that.
Especially now.
Yeah, there was a time when that would have been okay, but not now. Not so much. They probably wish that the Aggies had go ahead and fill out their schedule without, you know. By the way, you ladies, as always, Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society, and then Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you all doing tonight?
Good morning.
Okay, yeah. You going to watch the big football game?
Super Bowl?
Super Bowl game.
Not probably really since the Buffalo Bills played, but I'm a Northerner.
Yeah, so you don't like either of these teams? You don't care?
I could care
less, yeah.
And I know it'll be on in our house.
It
because
will.
I have another half that's
right,
definitely
that
going
gonna
to
watch
not
that.
Miss it
yeah,
to save his
okay.
life. Yeah. But, yeah, I'll probably, I don't know, be out in the yard or okay. something.
San Francisco's playing, right?
They are.
Yes. All right. I have family in San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm rooting for San Francisco.
Oh, okay. All right.
There
so
you go.
You're
up
in Texas. That's illegal.
I do lots of illegal things.
Up until then, not so much, huh? Up until then, you didn't care that much?
Right.
The San Francisco's in it now, so you care, right? Okay.
Right.
All right. So anyway, so that game's got, I don't know if y'all have heard, the head coaches might be brothers. Have you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just want to know. But the Super Bowl, the halftime show may not be as great as we thought. Beyonce is still performing, but now the Destiny's Child reunion may have been canceled.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. It's
the
just
tragedy. Is it because of the lip-syncing thing?
No. Group member Michelle Williams told somebody that a reunion is just a rumor and that she'll actually be in the touring company of a musical in Washington, D.C. that night.
Oh.
She said, I hate to disappoint the people and let them know, but it's just not true. So if that was the whole reason that you were going to be watching, I guess there's no reason to watch anymore. Okay. Hmm. All right. Okay, let me see it. So it's Jethro trivia time.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I did with it. I was trying to stall, but since I'm the one who has to look for it, I have to, you know, I'm the one who's got to find it. Here it is. I got it. What?
I think one day we should quiz you.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. That's probably right. We'll do that one of these days.
Okay.
All right, it's Jethro Trivia. It's time now for Oddly Informative Little News Quiz. It's a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. There's no wagering involved. Today, I think we'll let the ladies in here answer first. How's that? Leah, since probably she has played this more than anybody else other than us who are on the Infomaniacs, then you'll answer first, then Priscilla, you answer second, and then Kat, you'll answer third, and then after all the ladies have given their right answers, Kevin, you get a shot at it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. It's eco-friendly today. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, good Lord.
The Marine Stewardship Council has forged a curious partnership with whom? Is it A, ExxonMobil, B, McDonald's, C, Walmart, or D, Captain Tipsy's Reckless Discount Oil Transport?
Well.
Once again, A.
Does it even exist?
I don't know. Well,
Scott was bored last night.
We toss one out for you. A, ExxonMobil, B, McDonald's, C, Walmart, or D, Captain Tipsy's Reckless Discount Oil Transport. Who has formed this allegiance with eco-friendly Marine Stewardship Council?
I'm going to go with the obvious ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil, okay.
Ditto.
Okay, Priscilla says that too. Kat?
I'm also going to go with A.
Okay, with ExxonMobil. So it's unanimous among the ladies. What do you think, Kevin?
I'm going with Wally World Shoppatorium.
Oh, okay, with Wally World. Well, everybody is wrong today.
Really?
All right.
Is it Captain Tipsy's?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's McDonald's, the fast food giant.
Only get farm-raised fish.
Well, they will sell their famous Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with the coveted blue eco label, which verifies that the fish are harvested from sustainable sources.
I saw that commercial yesterday.
Really, actually. With the little blues?
Yes.
Which just means they throw more corn in the tank where they, you know,
oh
the pollock fisheries. I mean, it's not like, and again, you know, they never mention it's pollock, do they? Tender white fish, I think is what they call it. Anyway, they will now be purchased by an approved Alaskan pollock fisheries group. All right, there you go. Learn something every day. What's going on at the Humane Society?
We have no fish available for adoption.
Okay, that's good. Probably good. Yeah. Uh huh. But
in the but is a long time ago. We did.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, like a fish rescue?
No. Well, when they went in and they seized an abandoned apartment.
They
take
everything.
All animals, and that included the fish.
Okay.
So at some point, you had a fish and a cow.
Yes.
What do they do now? Just flush them down the toilet?
Oh, no. We still get them if they
come
in.
Yes, that's called euthanization.
Yeah. No. We'd still get them. It's just the chances are pretty darn slim.
They don't stay around long. You know how fish adopt out so fast.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Gosh.
They don't have a fish foster program. They just don't need volunteers for it.
They
right?
really bond with the owners quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
They do.
Yeah.
And they find their homes.
but they're crappy with tricks. You ever notice that? They just don't
they
learn
quite
anything.
Mastered, Sid. Yeah.
Actually, some beta fish can do tricks.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about it later.
Okie dokie. Okay. And so, actually, we don't have any trick beta fish,
okay.
But we have plenty of dogs. I say plenty of dogs and cats. There's always something for someone, but we're trying to get ahead of the storm right now. Where I'm saying the calm before the storm is because puppy and kitten season will be upon us here shortly, and we will need foster homes. We're looking at our foster database and so forth, and it changes semester to semester because there's a lot of students that are foster homes because they can't, you know, maybe bring their dog that lives with their parents or
sure.
whatever the situation is, or financially can't fully afford the animal here, but they can foster because they can open up their homes and their hearts to take in a pet, and we cover all the costs of that pet. I mean, we provide you with the crate if it's a dog, you know, the dog food, dog toys, towels, anything you need. If there's some sort of medical issue with it, you bring bring it back to us, because we do have vet students that come to the shelter every day, fourth-year students with a supervising veterinarian, to be able to look those over and be able to get those animals the care they need and hopefully eventually into permanent homes. So foster homes are an integrated part of our system because they're that stepping stone for those animals that come in that are too small to maybe have some slight medical issue. We just recently we're going to call it a dachshund chihuahua kind of mixed
really?
Dog.
Okay.
She had an injured hind leg, and you know, we had some people actually look at her, but they really, just because of the leg situation, we ended up going ahead and amputating it. It was an old injury, so she could stand on it, but it was just not functioning well. So she's in a foster home right now, relearning how to function with her hind leg missing.
Okay.
So, you know, that happens every once in a while. So we need foster homes that are willing to be rehabilitators as well. So, but the most need is usually during puppy and kitten season when we have, you know, those kittens coming in with or without a mama from somewhere between 4 to 6 weeks. We have the foster. We actually have one right now that she has 3 kittens, but none of them are related.
Okay.
Because they all kind of
It's like an NBA
in.
Kitten. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
They kind of all came in, you know, within a short period of time from different areas. Having a single kitten or a single puppy generally will, when they're really young, will make them horrible adults.
Yeah.
They need to learn the ways of the world of being a dog or a cat. So they are all in foster care together. So we're definitely needing more fosters. So if you have the opportunity, and we understand, we'll put that plea out there, you know, maybe today for a foster. And, you know, your situation is you can't foster right now, but you can the next time we put out a plea or something of that nature. Or maybe, you know, okay, I'm not willing to take on the mama and puppies, but you had 2 orphan puppies and you could take that on. So it's a great opportunity. It gets kids involved. Sometimes people are, you know, it's not quite that stepping stone ready for that full-time family pet.
Sure.
We had one family that actually, they traveled in the summer. They were overseas in the summer, and when they were here during the school year, they fostered for us.
Oh, wow.
So it's a
rent-a-pet.
It kind of is. It kind of is, yeah. And so it's a great opportunity. For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, and then go to volunteer page, and under the foster icon, there is more information on the foster 411 is what we call it. And you can come to an orientation. There's actually one tonight. Oh, how convenient.
Hey, what do you know? Yeah, all right.
It's at 5:30. And if you can't make tonight, it's tomorrow at 5:30. And that's every Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's for foster care. Or if you're interested in just generally volunteering within the building. And we often need volunteers that are willing to do something more than just walk dogs. We're looking for people willing to help with events. And we have Adopt-a-thon. We have the date set for Adopt-a-thon, which is May 4th. Okay. I know that's a long ways off.
Never hurts to plan.
Right, and it'll be here before you know it. We're in the works with Adopt-a-thon. Also, we had the Bark Leaders in the fall.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have to do something for the cats.
Oh, sure.
So
yeah, you do.
For something
yeah.
for the cats
uh-huh.
with
right.
Adopt-a-thon in a Bark Leader type event with that.
So if you do miss. Do something right. for yeah. kitty cats, yeah. I would
do,
love to.
So,
help you.
Well, there you go.
So all right, we heard that. Okay.
We need more help, and if you want more information, like I said, aggielandhumane.org, or check out our Facebook page. We will be giving away some Popovich pet comedy for Opus Jr. Through our Facebook page, or in the building in a daily drawing as well. So come visit us, 5359 Leonard Road.
All right, there you go. Thanks so much. That's Leah from the Humane Society, and Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber. So what's going on in y'all's world there?
Good morning.
Hey.
Lots and lots and lots. February 11th, we have a lunch and learn, and the theme is technology. Nothing is free, so what's the cost? But this is free, and you only have to pay if you don't show up.
Okay.
$5 no-show fee. And this is sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solutions, and those go really fast. So be sure to make your reservation. The next day, we have a health and wellness lunch at Briarcrest Country Club. Gentry Woodard is speaking on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act. I know I need to learn
well,
more about that.
A lot of folks do, yes. Yes.
$25 for a seat, $250 for a table of 8. February 21st, our monthly business after hours at Ashley Furniture. That's going to be a good time. They always are. Bring lots of business cards and get ready to make some new connections.
Then you can sit down and talk as opposed to stand up and talk.
Or probably. Lay down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or lay down and talk. Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then February 25th, for our Inner Circle members, we have an Inner Circle evening with Eric Hyman. And this is going to be really neat. It's going to be at Rudder Theater, and it's going to be kind of set up like a sports lounge, mm-hmm. and it gives you the opportunity to ask Eric Hyman some questions. And seats are $25, or again, you can get a table for $250. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to Austin next week already, February 5th and 6th, and we've been working on our legislative action plan, so we're excited to talk to people in Austin.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. If they want some more information, what's the contact info?
BCSChamber.org or 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Chamber as well on Tuesdays. Brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Plan your wedding in a day. Attend the Spring 2013 Bridal Show and Benefit on Sunday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree for your wedding. Proceeds from the show will benefit Red Cross, Brazos Valley, and Student Event Planners Association. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advance online at babv.org.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment Guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie basketball team in Starkville, Mississippi tomorrow night. The broadcast of the game at 7:30. We'll tip that one at 8 o'clock, Starkville and Mississippi State for the Aggies on Wednesday night. Spotlight on a player today, the freshman Alex Caruso. What he's noticed most about moving from the high school ranks to being a college basketball player. Freshman Alex Caruso.
Probably the realization of bigger, faster, stronger. Everybody growing up, like moving up in the ranks as I went on. They're like, everybody's going to be bigger, stronger, everybody's going to be smarter, they're going to do that. I think it's adjusting to the fact that that's truth and that everybody is just more experienced and they're more mature, and so they're a little stronger, a little faster. They know what they're doing, but try to make up for it.
Aggie freshman Alex Caruso. Join you on the broadcast tomorrow night starting at 7:30 against Mississippi State in Starkville, 8 o'clock game time. You'll hear it on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
Kids are like information sponges, but forming long-term memories gets harder after puberty. Researchers used to think this is because adult brains have a harder time forming connections between nerve cells. But new research suggests that's not the case. Instead, kids' brains may be better at weakening existing connections that aren't useful. And that ability strengthens new memories, according to neuroscientist Joe Sien of Georgia Regents University.
You can think of as the background noise being reduced, and therefore the newly created information would be more robust.
His team studied young mice who were bred to have adult levels of a memory receptor called NMDA. Like adults, they had a harder time getting rid of connections that were no longer needed, which got in the way of their ability to form long-term memories. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A good Samaritan helped Bryan's police force piece together a double crime Sunday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness's report of an aggravated assault of an elderly woman at 28th and Houston led officers to find a Bryan man, her purse, and stolen property from a nearby car burglary.
One officer spotted someone who looked like the suspect at 33rd and South Hutchins, which was just a couple blocks, about six blocks away. During the investigation and the conclusion of their investigation, they determined that Jaquarius Neal, 20-year-old Bryan resident, had committed a burglary of a motor vehicle first.
The 95-year-old woman suffered a head injury and a broken hip, which required immediate surgery. 10 years ago, more than 1,100 new homes were built in Bryan College Station. Since then, it's been a roller coaster of years, alternating up and down with building permits. Economist Jim Gaines at the A&M Real Estate Center at the recent Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference estimated more than 780 permits were issued last year. That's the most since 2008. Gaines says interest rates should start rising later this year.
By the end of the year, we'll drift up a little bit. I'm talking about mortgage interest rates and car loan rates and general interest rates across the board. Fees and costs to the lenders are going to have to be passed through. Some risk is going to have to be passed through. So get it while the getting's good. On the other hand, over the next couple of 3 years, we're not going back yet to the days of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% home loans.
Gaines also expects the sale of existing homes to continue rising. Last year was the first increase since 2006. In other areas of growth, Blaine College will be contributing to the initiative announced last week at A&M to grow the number of engineering students to 25,000 by the year 2025.
I think we're prepared to implement that this fall and we'll begin. Now, we can't go from zero to 10,000, and they can't go from 10 or 11,000 to 25,000 or whatever the article had or the press release had. But what I think we can do is We're gonna grow into this with them, and we'll be prepared fall 2013.
Blinn president of Brazos County campuses, Ted Raspiller, says 244 more students are taking classes this semester. That's a 2% increase over last year's spring semester. The College Station Police Department's new Community Enhancement Unit has dedicated three officers to specific areas of the city. James Ingram says they're wanting to foster relationships with residents and business owners, among others.
We have the flexibility to work flexible hours and to gather that information. And a lot of times, you know, the patrol officers out on the street want to be proactive, but they have calls for service that they're required to go and take. And, you know, that's our primary function is when we're needed to show up. We also want to address issues before they become crimes if we can.
Online at WTW.com is contact information for the neighborhood officers as well as those assigned to College Station schools. Tomorrow morning, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality takes up a proposed private landfill west of College Station. A year and a half ago, Brazos Valley Recycling asked to convert a pit previously excavated to collect demolition and construction debris. According to their website, this is material separated from its recycling operation, and the company wants to save the cost of transporting it to another landfill. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the city is not taking an official position.
I have attended the meetings, and I have not participated or spoken at the meetings, just been, you know, listening, and I'm not planning on going to the TCEQ meeting.
Landfill opponents from the surrounding Brushy community have attended several city council meetings as recently as this month, asking for assistance. A Huntsville prison inmate accused of being an accomplice in the capital murder of a corrections officer will go through another trial. That's after a mistrial was declared in the case of John Falk, Jr. The trial, moved from Walker to Brazos County, was delayed by 55 days as prosecutors won their appeal of the judge's jury instructions. Judge Ken Keeling told the jury that it was, quote, an impossible and unconscionable burden. And the devil's in the details, but the possibility of Congress reaching agreement on federal immigration reform is encouraging news to Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss.
As a state policymaker, I welcome bipartisan solutions. And as a state policymaker in the most important border state, I'm very anxious for them to be successful this time.
Strauss visited with reporters following an appearance with representatives of Texas radio and television stations, including a delegation from WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
There'll be lots of clouds today. Some showers and storms coming through, especially this afternoon. Breezy and warm. High 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight. It'll be breezy with a low of 45. Sunshine tomorrow, only near 60 degrees. Clear 35 to 40 tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday has us mostly sunny and a little milder. Highs on Thursday between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, again, looking at the rain, there's some east of Brownwood. That's about it. A little bit around Waco and some slight showers here and in Washington County. Again, everything is really light for right now, but probably going to be some more coming in. So a gun buyback program in Seattle, turns out it may have worked a little too well. Somebody turned in a full-size missile launcher to police.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you get extra for that?
Yeah, how many free food coupons do you get for that one? The good news is the missile was not capable of being fired. The bad news is police say the reason it couldn't be fired is because somebody had already launched it. Cops are now trying to figure out the origin of this pretty much heavy weaponry. The person who turned it in claimed to have purchased it on the street. On the street? For $100.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah. I mean, open up the trench coat and there's a missile launcher. Is that how that works out?
Hey, you need the surface to air?
Yeah.
I got another one at the house.
That's right. This is one of two.
Oh, my gosh.
Today's nominee for Crime Fighter of the Week brought to you by the United Kingdom, where two men subdued 20 rowdy Utes.
Did you say Utes?
Utes? I don't know what rowdy necessarily means. Rowdy can mean a lot of things. Soccer crowds get rowdy and people die. But over here, I don't know, rowdy Utes. So, how do you beat those odds? They wore superhero costumes. 53-year-old Steve Lowe and 30-year-old Shane Lee. I don't know. I dressed as Batman and Buzz Lightyear, attending a costume party, a local pub. And again,
a fancy dress if this is over there in the UK.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Steve is 53. I hope he had the girdle on, or maybe he can fit in the Batman costume. I'm not sure. But anyway, they'd been drinking, showed up at the fish and chips joint next door. A not small fella. Steve is 6'2", 235. I guess that answers that.
Ooh, rugby player.
That'd be a really big Batman. So I looked the part, and it was easy as Batman to get him outside. Then I had Buzz Lightyear at the door making sure that they didn't get back in. By the time police arrived, the disturbance was over. In fact, the police log noted, quote, Batman sorted it out.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Quote from the perpetrators.
Yeah, yeah.
Which way did it go?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Good luck on that.
Wow.
So, Florida woman fatally shot the father of her three children after he had clung to the hood of her car for 10 miles. What have they got in the water out there?
You just got to know.
Nikki McNeil reportedly got into a dispute with her ex, that'd be one Lamar Tucker, when she dropped off the kids on Saturday. He angrily took her keys and cell phone. Well, But Nikki drove off using an extra pair of keys that Lamar didn't know she had. Only by then, Lamar, you see, had angrily jumped onto the hood. Nikki stopped a couple of times asking people for help, said she'd become afraid when he appeared to reach into his pocket. Eventually, she pulled out the gun she had stored in the truck or car and shot Lamar, who fell on the road and was found by passing motorists. Ha! Huh. Only 2 days earlier, a judge had denied a domestic violence injunction against Nikki, that she had sought against Lamar. Oh, so far, she isn't facing any charges for shooting him. He's got quite the rap sheet, it says here.
Well, it's safe to visit Florida.
I guess.
Don't reckon I'd live there.
Well, again, I mean, he's got a rap sheet. I'm figuring she's not out selling Girl Scout cookies, you know. Wow.
Maybe okay. She made a trip to Seattle.
Good luck, yeah.
Maybe she fell in love with him at a prison ministry.
It could have been any of those things. You're exactly right. Okay, consumer blog Consumerist had a post on Redbox users who think handicapped parking spaces are designed for them. The temptation is there. You're just going to pull in for a minute or two to pick up or return a movie from your Redbox kiosk that's right up there. And that handicapped parking spot's right there. Or in the case of some places, fire lanes. I mean, I'm just going to be up there for a minute, so I'm just going to park in this fire lane right here. It's okay because it's me.
Well, I have a question, too. How do you, I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be able to pull this off because you're not a female, and I have not done this. But I have thought to myself before, when I went to the grocery store and it's 11 at night, there are specific spots that are designated for people with children.
Yeah.
Or women with children.
Yeah.
And I always think, well, nobody with kids is going to be here at 11 at night.
Well, you know, and I'll give you a pass on that. I really will. Because, again, it's 11 at night, and you just as soon, you know, your personal safety is as important to you at 11 at night as it is at 11 in the morning. If the parking lot's not full, and it's 11 at night, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't go ahead and park in there. I mean, who's going to come out and say something? Because because
you're either handicapped all the time, or you're pregnant all the time, but you're not with your kids all the time.
Who do you know who's pregnant all the time?
I mean, someone doesn't, stop being pregnant.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. Yeah. I meant once you're pregnant, you're pregnant.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
Well, which is also true with handicap. Now, remember, quite often there's an expiration date on that handicap sticker.
Yeah, but what I mean is someone's not generally pregnant at 8 in the morning and then they're no longer pregnant at 10 p.m.
or
whatever.
But the importance of those designated slots, and the same thing is for old folks too, that they have a chance to not have to walk as far when conditions are crowded. That's why, again, at 11 o'clock at night, assuming that you're not shopping for your groceries at Walmart, you probably can get in there okay.
Regardless, I don't think any of that matters because the ticketing happens on handicap.
Yeah.
The other is just a courtesy thing. It's like stop signs and parking lots are not necessarily legal.
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a jerk and park in some spot with pregnant lady.
If the parking lot is full, that's one thing. But if it's not, there's nothing wrong with parking there. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
I mean, just personally.
I don't either at all.
So anyway, consumers points out it is illegal and rude for you to use the handicap spot. Besides, you never know who's watching. A TV station in Ohio decided it would turn Redbox handicap parkers into a story and busted the customers who were using those spots in front of
the
CVS. I agree.
Good for them.
I agree completely. Because I know it does. It annoys me with that. Well, of course, it annoys me when people leave the shopping cart in their parking lot.
That is irritating.
I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Does it really kill you to take it back up there? I mean, even if it's raining. I mean, again, I don't want some ribbon, but I usually try to take two of them if I can. I mean, because there's another one out there, you know.
Oh, sure there is.
And, you know, I don't know. Maybe they don't have enough people staffed in the store to take care of it, but... Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate that people do that. But again, we live in a world where there are a lot of people who are more important than we are. And I guess we lose sight of that fact.
I thought you were going to say stupider.
No. They're more important than we are. The rules don't apply to them. And well, they are just in so big a rush. We just don't understand. We just don't understand their circumstance. I mean, they would if they had time, but they've got to be someplace and they have people to take care of that. So I'll go ahead and just block this parking place next to my vehicle that I was barely able to put in the parking place so that, well, somebody else can come
pick
it up.
I leave notes.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, having my dad's been handicapped for a long time.
Right.
I had 6 months there where I was pretty gimpy and couldn't get around.
Yeah.
And when I saw able-bodied people, I was like, oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. So did you get some printed up, or you just wrote them out as you thought?
No, because I think I did it like three times.
Yeah.
But the word jack wagon was used on occasion.
Well, I can think of even worse, yeah.
Alejandro always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Alan's got your Honda, and Alan Honda's service department is top-notch. Always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Alan Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Alan's got your Honda.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session's absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions. There's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Hey, we all remember Ken Jennings, right? Guy made a lot of money on Jeopardy.
Yep.
Won a ton of money there. He's written some books. Also, he blogs a lot. One of the things he just blogged out is a town in Tennessee named Nameless. The unincorporated community of Nameless, Tennessee, located at the top of a ridge along the scenic back roads of Jackson County. During its heyday, around the turn of the century, 20th century, Nameless had a population of 250 residents who sent their kids to Nameless Elementary School and mailed letters at the Nameless Post Office. Local folklore disagrees on how the town got its name. Davis Watts, whose family once owned the town's general store, says the residents couldn't agree on a name when they sent Washington, D.C. their application for the post office because the name field on the form was left blank, the form was stamped Nameless, and thus the name stuck.
Wow.
Way to go, government. Let's hear it for the government.
Yay!
Better Nameless than Brainless.
Yeah, there's another version that a local official tried to name the town Morgan after the Jackson County Attorney General, but the name got vetoed by the post office because it was still too closely associated with Confederate War General John Hunt Morgan. In the resulting standoff, the town just stayed Nameless. So, for whatever reason, Nameless, Tennessee, that's okay. About 9 minutes till, okay, they're too tired to drive, yet they do it while texting and attending to their passengers at the same time. Must be teenagers, right? Nope, we're talking new moms. A survey of 2,400 moms provides some pretty frightening results. Two-thirds say it's tough to concentrate while behind the wheel. 98% of parents driving with a child report being preoccupied for nearly a third of the time they are on the road. This is the point where we remind you distracted driving causes 8,000 crashes every day. Now, again, some of them aren't serious, but some of them are. 8,000 a day. 78% of the moms talk on the phone while driving with their baby. 26% read and send text messages. I think they mean read text messages and send text messages. Research found, because they don't have a book on their lap while they're texting, researchers found you're four times more likely to have an accident when you talk on your cell phone, and that includes the hands-free. Of course, my moms are also driving exhausted. Truckers average 6 hours and 50 minutes of sleep every night. Moms average about 5 hours and 20 minutes. That's an hour and a half less. Moms average 150 miles a week running errands and taking kids here and there. More than a third admitted to climbing behind the wheel even though they were way too tired to drive. 10% of the new moms have been in a crash while driving their baby. It is three times higher than the rate among the general population.
Interesting.
Yeah. On par with teenage accident rates, as a matter of fact.
No kidding.
Yep. And 58% of the moms find installing child safety seats difficult, and they're not asking for help. 6 in 10 new moms haven't had their baby seat inspected for child passenger safety by a child passenger safety technician. Properly installed seats reduce fatalities by 71%.
Isn't it some ridiculous number, like 60 to 70% of car seats aren't installed right?
Yeah, that's right. And again, it really probably wouldn't hurt to find out how
to do it. Well, they always do those things in parking lots.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Yeah, we do. We talk about them every year. Mm-hmm. They do one here. 80% of moms admit to leaving their toddlers unattended in a car to run a quick errand. That's a little bothersome.
Little.
But again, there's a whole bunch of bothersome numbers in here, too. And you know that that's probably the case. You've seen it. Maybe you're one of the ones who's done it. Understand that you want to be attentive to your children. But there are any number of things that, again, if it takes your attention away from driving, probably not a good thing to do. Residents of the apartments above a trendy New York cafe said their residences have been filled with overpowering food aromas from the cafe. People living in the 157 apartments above the Irish Cafe in Brooklyn said the eatery, which opened up in 2009, lacks a ventilation system. So the business fills their homes with the smells of coffee, beef jerky, baked goods, and other foods. They didn't say bacon. If it was bacon, they'd have to do something. If it was bacon, there'd have to be legislation.
You would just be sitting there going, I'm hungry.
That's right.
How about some bacon?
Please, yeah. The Department of Environmental Protection sent inspectors out in May, June, and September of last year to investigate complaints, and the business was fined $2,400 for strong odors described by the inspector as offensive. Oh, well, wait a minute. I don't know if you want to be eating someplace where they have offensive odors, but I mean,
what kind of restaurant was
it? Again, well, it's just it's cafe. Called the Irish Cafe, and again, of course, offensive might mean that it's bothersome as opposed to not smelling good.
Right,
politically incorrect.
Okay, owner of the cafe said that he is not legally obligated to install a ventilation system because he cooks with an electric stove. Wow, sounds like they need to change that. That's
weird.
Yeah. Of course, for that person right, you know, directly above the restaurant, they could just stomp on the floor or use the broom handle, you know, do the broom handle thing, bang that on the floor. And if that bothers the customers enough, maybe they would
do something. Just come down in your bathrobe. Hey, yeah. I smelled coffee. Is it ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions? But the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get 2 hot off the grill tornadoes for only $1. And of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice cold 12 pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. New study from England's University of Portsmouth shows that women who wear high heels, despite the pain and irritation, really do look more attractive. Researchers filmed a group of women in their 20s as they walked on a treadmill, both in flats and in high heels. They didn't wear Uggs. And then showed the films, with the women's faces and upper torsos obscured. To another group of men and women who were asked to rate them on a scale of attractiveness, each one of the women who owned between 4 and 25 pairs of heels were rated as more attractive than those who were wearing heels when they were wearing heels than as opposed to when they were wearing flats. The researchers concluded that women look more feminine in heels, and it made them take shorter strides and swing their hips more. So that's the reason. Has nothing to do, ladies, with whether or not your feet feel good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and here we go, Star Trekker. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Because
no.
Neither of us wear high heels, so.
Ever.
Yeah, anything that you'd like to add to that?
Oh, just, they're painful.
Yeah, well, I mean, but how many hours a week do you wear high heels?
I've worn them several hours at this job.
Okay. Well, what is several, though? I mean.
Well, I mean, do you mean consecutive or
how many hours a week? Yeah, how many hours a week? Yeah.
I don't know. My math's not that great.
How high are your heels? So you just want to complain? You don't have anything that you want to necessarily. You don't want to quantify it in any way. You just want to grouse.
I was surprised. I did want to grouse because you know I guess I'm the only person who ever grouses on this show.
Oh no, I wouldn't say that. I just you know you are the only one, but you are the only one who wears high heels.
Well, if y'all wore high heels, maybe you wouldn't expect me to wear high heels.
Well, see, why don't you just wear wingtips? Yeah, you could wear Uggs.
What's a wingtip?
It's a man's shoe. The front of it looks like a wing, and so it's called a wingtip.
I don't even know what that is.
Ask your dad. Okay. Your dad has some wingtips.
Somewhere.
I don't wear wingtips to work very often. They're pretty dressy shoes.
But I guess I was surprised that what you said was that they assume it's because it looks more feminine, because I was just thinking that the way that the heel leverages your leg forces that muscle to kind of, your muscle has to poke out more.
But that makes the calf more shapely.
That's the whole idea. It has to do with muscle placement. Yeah. I don't think it necessarily is. I mean, men used to wear high heels.